Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Alan Dalton, Notes to Cork. We talk again, this time about a project very close to your heart. For those who don't know, what's Notes to Cork and what's the project?
So Notes to Cork is a creative design agency based in the city centre, and we run billboard spaces all across the city and suburbs. And we've teamed up with Cork Art Cancer Support House on a really, I suppose, special fundraiser in memory of my Aunt Breda, who passed away from cancer in 2019. So the campaign is called Notes for Cork Art, and we want to turn Cork purple for Cork Art Cancer Support House. And we're going to do that by installing, hopefully, over 200 purple posters across our poster sites across the city and suburbs.
Cool. Now, if anyone listening has spotted the Red FM Love Notes to Cork or the Red FM Love Notes to Your Mom, that was a project that we ran in conjunction with you, both on air, online, and on those display spaces. So it's those display spaces, if you spotted any of those, that you'll be seeing these purple images. Is it a specific day or a period of time? And what can people do to help support you?
So what people can do is they can head over to GoFundMe.com and look for Notes for Cork Art, and there they can make a donation. Now, we're accepting donations of any size, but if someone wants to donate 20 euro or more, they can leave a comment on the GoFundMe, and in the comment section, they actually can leave a message for someone who they might know who's either been affected by cancer, or maybe someone they want to celebrate who might have overcome cancer. So very similar to the, I suppose, the campaigns that we ran with yourselves, where people can actually leave their own note on the posters, and we're going to handwrite those in. And hopefully just create this wave of purple posters across Cork that might go on to inspire or to give people that lift. And also, I suppose, to help people remember someone who they might have lost over the last couple of years. I think especially in the last 12 months, it's been very hard for people, if anyone has lost someone to cancer or to anything else, to actually remember and celebrate that person publicly.
That is a lovely idea. That's a lovely idea. It really is. Notes to Cork on Instagram, I presume, because I spotted these, I suppose, advance images where you were sort of showcasing what it is you're going to do, and it looks great because your posters, your billboards aren't the giant billboards people might know, or maybe some of them are, but they're a different size ones, but some of them are positioned together, so you're able to create quite an effect.
Absolutely, yeah. So we run all the kind of smaller side billboards that you see, like in the city centre or on Southern Road, Summerhill, around Turner's Cross. And as you said, some of them are grouped together. And we've actually launched an initiative called Public Inspiration Panels at the moment, where we're commissioning an artist every month to create a piece of work for billboards. And I suppose in some ways, these posters would also, I suppose, be kind of could be classified as inspiration panels or inspiration posters.
Absolutely. I think it's a lovely idea. So if you have had a loved one who's passed of cancer or perhaps of anything over the last while, I mean, you know, it's I don't think someone needs to rule themselves out if it wasn't cancer that you're remembering. But it is about your ability to be able to donate to the fundraiser for Cork Arc Cancer Support, which in itself is a good thing to do. But if you're able to add a little bit more, there's a potential for you to add a message to these public spaces. And yeah, I think that's lovely. Alan, nice one.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.